Hi, this is a dictation for patient William Biffle, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name is Biffle, B-I-F-F-L-E. Date of birth is 11-16-1964. Date of accident is 7-11-2025. Date of service is 2-3-2026. The patient, William Biffle, is here as a new patient for us, being referred by his chiropractor for a evaluation for pain-related issues. The patient has an automobile accident on 7-11-2025, and his chief complaint is severe pain in the lower back and shooting down to the right leg. Incidentally, the patient had a hip, he had a fracture of the femur that was replaced by intramedullary nail on 7-25 at Botsford Hospital. The patient subsequently have some issues at his right hip area, which has been advised that it need to be replaced, although we do not have any MRI or x-rays to confirm. According to him, he has a fracture of intertrochanter area and his walk is wobbly, antalgic, and he's using crutches. He lives with his sister. These pains are continuous and are caused by automobile accident. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a front passenger on 7-11-2025 in the evening hours. His brother John was driving, and accident happened on Plymouth at Telegraph in Detroit. He was sleeping, and it appears that he do not know the details of the accident, but he was told, and he was comatose at the time of accident, and he was hospitalized for 24 hours where he underwent surgery. He was told that the car ran into a pile as the driver lost his control, or maybe the driver went to sleep also. And he's not sure about the speed and the type of the car that collided to them or the pole, and if any other car collided. And he was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did deploy, and there was a loss of consciousness. Hit and run accident? No. No hit and run. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The damage was to the car. Car was total. The car had hit into a pole. Front of the car was totally damaged, including engine, transmission, hood, and windshield. But details are not available. The pictures are not available. Regarding the injury, patient do not know, but he says review the police report and hospital report. That is not available right now. But he doesn't know the impact. He could not remember anything. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from headaches, which are 3 to 4 per week, and they are usually 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports that he has a headache in the front and right temple, and they are severe and infrequent, and sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. However, there is a presence of following symptoms of TBI. Dizziness is present. Ringing of the right ear is present. Loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, confusion, loss of concentration, and blurred vision. The patient denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any incontinence, no taste problem or smell problem, no TMJ problem, no pain in the face. He has a difficult walking and he's using crutches and he gets tired. And he's able to sleep very well, but only on the left side. And his right hip is painful. He has no incontinence of the bowel, urine, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep problem, no sudden anesthesia, no numbness, tingling, or radiculopathy is reported, no lightheadedness or weakness. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has constant pain in the lower back, which is 7, and right leg pain is 8. And he also reports some pain in the knee area, which is also 8. These are constant throbbing, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching. And they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened on walking and improved by lying down. Regarding the patient has a numbness, tingling only in the right front thigh, off and on, along with motor weakness of the right leg. And there is no bowel or bladder incontinence. The patient has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan, bone scan, and surgery in the past for these issues. And he has had chiropractic treatment 1 or 2 times per week, along with physical therapy, and with moderate improvement. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal history, as well as the ADLs. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is as follows. Blood pressure is 145/103. Pulse is 97. Pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'7". Weight 170. And he is a 62-year-old African-American male who is of average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. He's well-built, well-nourished, and he doesn't have an acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude or demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and he is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam will come from the template, except that he has a scar in the right hip area for the intermedullary nail and three small scars in the right knee. And neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination is also unremarkable. Musculoskeleton examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present at the right SI joint and L5-S1. No parapetal muscle spasm is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal with forward flexion 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative, Perling sign was negative, and Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Slump test is negative, and lower lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, CLR is positive, Brudzinski-Kernig test, Bregard test, Kemp test, and Babinski sign are all negative. SI joint, only the right SI joint is found to be positive with positive Faber test and Gonsalant test, and negative standing flexion, Ely compression, or distraction test. And regarding the extremities, only the right extremity, including right hip and right knee, have a separate physical examination. Other than that, the upper extremities, left and right, and the left lower extremities are completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, or laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose vein. And Kuth test is negative, and gait is normal. Oh, sorry, gait is antalgic, wobbly, unstable. Patient is using a crutches, and we do not know why it is so bad. Normally, the intermedullary nail surgery goes very well, and patients are usually able to walk real well. Please review the diagnosis at the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template, and then treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered to continue his physical therapy to the lower back and right leg fracture area, possibly right knee as well. And 2 times a week, traction massage, aquatherapy, weight training, home exercise, McKenzie program, along with massage is ordered. Patient is advised about chiropractic treatment, laser treatment. Disability continues, patient continues to be off work and house for replacement transportation. He's provided with the medication which today. Acipex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain. Ultram, 50 milligram twice a day for pain on a PRN basis. Lyrica, 50 milligram PRN for headache. Lunesta, 1 milligram for sleep. Lidoproven for topical pain relief is provided. His maps are reviewed. New labs have been obtained, and the patient is found to be in compliance. He'll be seen in 15 days' time. Record release has been ordered. In addition, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psych and fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none are being ordered. DMEs, none. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. End of dictation. Thank you.